Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. Alan J. Huth shares a Bible passage with comments from over 35 years of his personal Bible reading journals and applies the Word of God to our daily lives.
Today we begin one of my favorite New Testament books, the Book of Philippians. I'll look at my English Standard Version Study Bible book introduction to help us get familiar with this wonderful book. Paul wrote this letter to the Roman colony of Philippi, most likely from prison in Rome about 62 AD. The church in Philippi was the first church he founded in Europe. The first convert there was Lydia. Paul and Silas were in prison there for exorcising a demon from a fortune-telling slave girl, but God miraculously delivered them. Paul probably visited Philippi numerous times. The theme of his letter is encouragement. He wanted them to live as citizens of a heavenly colony with a growing commitment to serve God and each other. He was also thanking them for their latest gift of support for his ministry. Being in jail, they could have turned their back on him, but they remained faithful to him. He also emphasizes, though they appeared to be a pretty healthy congregation, to keep growing in their faith, to press on. Spiritual progress takes effort, and he encourages them to work out their salvation with fear and trembling, knowing it is God who works in them both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Philippians is unified by its joyful, almost exuberant mood. The words joy and rejoice appear over a dozen times in just four chapters. There are several familiar verses in this wonderful book of encouragement. We will discover them as we listen to a chapter a day. Our guest reader for the Book of Philippians is a familiar voice to Ad Bible listeners. It's Vicki Bustos, the chaplain of the Ezra Project. She has been the chaplain since the very beginning of our ministry in 2002. She is the longest-serving member of the board of directors. She also has her own ministry she founded called Open Book Ministries, a woman's ministry dedicated to mentoring young Christian women in the Word of God. We will listen to Faith Comes by Hearing's reading of chapters 1 and 4, and our guest reader Vicki Bustos on chapters 2 and 3. So let's begin with Philippians chapter 1, read by Faith Comes by Hearing.
Philippians 1. Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are at Philippi, with the overseers and deacons. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making my prayer with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. It is right for me to feel this way about you all, because I hold you in my heart, for you are all partakers with me of grace, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. For God is my witness, how I yearn for you all with the affection of Christ Jesus. And it is my prayer that your love may abound more and more with knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve what is excellent, and so be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me has really served to advance the gospel, so that it has become known throughout the whole imperial guard and to all the rest that my imprisonment is for Christ. And most of the brothers, having become confident in the Lord by my imprisonment, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. Some indeed preach Christ from envy and rivalry, but others from goodwill. The latter do it out of love, knowing that I am put here for the defense of the gospel. The former proclaim Christ out of rivalry, not sincerely, but thinking to afflict me in my imprisonment. What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is proclaimed, and in that I rejoice. Yes, and I will rejoice, for I know that through your prayers and the help of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, this will turn out for my deliverance, as it is my eager expectation and hope that I will not be at all ashamed, but that with full courage, now as always, Christ will be honored in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me, To live is Christ, and to die is gain. If I am to live in the flesh, that means fruitful labor for me. Yet which I shall choose, I cannot tell. I am hard pressed between the two. My desire is to depart and be with Christ, for that is far better. But to remain in the flesh is more necessary on your account. Convinced of this, I know that I will remain and continue with you all for your progress and joy in the faith, so that in me you may have ample cause to glory in Christ Jesus because of my coming to you again. Only let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or am absent, I may hear of you that you are standing firm in one spirit, with one mind, striving side by side for the faith of the gospel, and not frightened in anything by your opponents. This is a clear sign to them of their destruction, but of your salvation, and that from God. For it has been granted to you that for the sake of Christ, you should not only believe in him, but also suffer for his sake, engaged in the same conflict that you saw I had, and now hear that I still have.
To help us through the book of Philippians, I've selected three of my personal daily Bible reading journals. One from 1986, one of the very first journals I wrote when I was 31 years old. One from 1994, when I was 39 years old, and one from 2012, when I was 57 years old. So let's begin with 1986. That year, I read Philippians chapter 1, and I just cited various verses that touched my heart. One was verse 4, pray with joy. One was verse 6, for I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus. And then also verses 23 through 25. I know that I shall remain and continue with you all for your progress and joy in the faith. And I put a little parenthesis after that. I wrote, answer to tempting thoughts that this isn't going to work out. 8 years later, in 1994, when I read Philippians chapter 1, I wrote a great chapter. And then I again cited verses, beginning with verse 6. For I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus. Then verse 8, I long for you all with the affection of Christ Jesus. Then on to verse 12, have my circumstances turned out for the greater progress of the gospel. On to verse 18, in every way Christ is proclaimed. And finally, verse 20, exalt Christ in that which I do. In 2012, at 57 years old, I actually split Philippians chapter 1 into 2 days. So I read verses 1 through 11 on the first day, and I wrote, if Paul wrote this letter from prison in Rome, Timothy must have been there with him. And I was referring to verse 1. Then I wrote, thank those who partner with me in ministry, referring to verses 3 through 5. Continuing to write, bring your good work in me to completion, verse 6. Grow love in me, verse 9. Grow knowledge and understanding in me, verse 9. Guide me to be pure and blameless, verse 10. Let my life be filled with the fruit of righteousness, verse 11. The next day I finished the chapter, verses 12 through 30, and I wrote, regardless of Paul's circumstances, his testimony for Christ stood tall. People were talking about Jesus, good and bad, but either way, they were discussing Christ and Christianity, and Paul rejoices. When we need help, we need the prayers of others and the Holy Spirit for our deliverance. And I was referring to verse 19. On to verse 20, to live is Christ, to die is gain. Is that true for me? Through my cancer episode, I had to consider it and believe. I believed it. I continued to write, as we live in the flesh, it needs to mean fruitful labor for the kingdom. And I was referring to verse 22. On to verse 27, let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel of Christ. Oh, let it be so for me, Lord. And then finally, verse 29, believe in God equals suffering for God. Those were my personal Bible reading journal entries from various times in my life reading Philippians chapter 1. So let's take a brief look at this wonderful chapter. And we'll begin with one of these most quoted familiar verses, verse 6. And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. I referred to that verse in several of my journals. It reminds us that Christianity is a work in progress. We must continue to grow in our faith. We must continue to allow the Lord to work in and through us. Christianity is not a destination, it's a journey. Paul gives us some examples of maturity and growth, beginning with verse 9. And it is my prayer that your love may abound more and more with knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve what is excellent, and so be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. Is your love maturing? Is it growing more and more? Is your knowledge and discernment, or knowledge and understanding, growing? Are you becoming more pure, more blameless as you grow in Christ? Are you filled with the fruit of righteousness? These are all indicators of maturity as our faith grows in Jesus. Back to verse 6. He began a good work in you, but will it be completed in the day of Christ Jesus? So Paul is encouraging the Philippians and us to continue to grow in our walk with Jesus. Next, let's focus on verses 15 through 18. Paul wrote, "Some indeed preach Christ from envy and rivalry, but others from goodwill. The latter do it out of love, knowing that I am put here for the defense of the gospel. The former proclaim Christ out of rivalry, not sincerely, but thinking to afflict me in my imprisonment. What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is proclaimed, and in that I rejoice." From prison, Paul keeps an encouraging, uplifting spirit. Even in tough circumstances, he rejoices that Christ is being proclaimed. Does your life proclaim Jesus to people? Some who see you may accept your Christian faith, some may reject it. But as Paul says, what then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is proclaimed. Does your life proclaim Jesus? Let's look at verse 21, another famously quoted verse. "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Do you feel that way? Or do you cling to this thing called life? Paul had an eternal perspective. Do we? Is your life Christ, as Paul proclaims? "For to me to live is Christ." Are you living for Jesus? And do people know it? And now let's jump down to verse 27. "Only let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or am absent, I may hear of you, that you are standing firm in one spirit, with one mind striving side by side for the faith of the gospel." Is your life a light shining for Christ? Is your manner of life worthy of the gospel of Christ? And what would be that manner of life? It's how you live, publicly and privately. Are you standing firm in one spirit with one mind? What does that mean? Are you standing firm in your faith? Are you standing firm as a testimony for Christ? And are you striving for the faith of the gospel? Does your life spread the gospel? These are challenging concepts in Philippians chapter 1, aren't they? But remember the theme of this book. It's a theme of encouragement. So I hope as we read these verses, you are encouraged to continue to grow in your walk in Jesus, that your light may shine before men. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the opening chapter of the book of Philippians. We are reminded that it is you who works in us, and you will complete that good work in us. We are reminded that our lives are to be in a manner worthy of the gospel, that it reflects your gospel. And we are reminded that some people seeing our lives will accept the gospel and some will reject it. But either way, in pretense or in truth, Christ is proclaimed through our lives. And we pray that you would see our manner of life worthy of the gospel. Thanks for your words of encouragement in Philippians chapter 1. We're all a work in progress. Continue to complete what you've started in each one of us. And to God be the glory. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.